what's it been like, or what was it like, if you can go back to when you were volunteering, why was it that you first wanted to get involved with victim support?
Well, initially, my degree was policing and criminal investigation. So I had the intention of joining the police, and I initially applied to be in the specials, but that fell through due to issues at the time. I think it was to do with funding. I couldn't get trained. And that's when I started looking for other voluntary opportunities, and I found victim support. And I thought about joining with victim support because the work they do, and I felt that it's very important before going into the police to have that understanding of what it's like to be a victim of crime, and to understand how crime can affect victims emotionally and practically as well. But having done the work with victim support, I found it very, very rewarding. And that's when I thought, actually, having, you know, been supporting victims of crime and having been involved with victim support, that this was actually the sort of work that I wanted to do moving forward. So I carried on volunteering. I sort of allocated different days out of my week to go and support clients in between my studies. And I felt incredibly supported by the staff here, you know, who, you know, really pushed me to sort of help and support clients, and also, you know, assisted me where I needed to manage my studies as well. And just the whole experience, you know, I'm very, very grateful for it. And it's, you know, I've been very lucky that it's led into an actual position as a member of staff with victim support as well.
We, particularly in the media, hear a lot about crimes that take place, and often hear about the criminals and the sentences that they've been given. But often the victims of these crimes, they're not named. We don't know who they are. And they're kind of, they can, I suppose, be a little bit forgotten about. How important is it for you to tell everyone else about how listening to those stories and what they've got to say and their experience is important, and we need to be more aware of it?
It's so important, because in some people's cases, all they need is to talk to someone who is impartial to the situation as it's happened to them, and automatically feel so much better. It's and for the victims as well, to have their own voice, because sometimes when you're going through the criminal justice system, at whatever level, whatever crime that's been committed against you, sometimes it is very difficult for them to feel like they have a voice, and to feel as though that they are, you know, being looked after following the incident. And with victim support, the work we do sort of on a day-to-day basis, giving these victims a voice and making sure that they are looked after, following what's happened to them, you know, it's essential, because it gives people faith, further faith in the criminal justice system, and it gives them the opportunity to come back from what's happened to them, to make themselves better. So yeah, really the work we do here is, you know, part of that process, and, you know, so helpful to them.